Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Fuck that lady. I can do a better intro than that. Blog Talk Radio. Yo, this is Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the one and only, the man who puts the beef in Whoppers. Yeah, that's a new one. The king of comedy, Dakota.
And I'm his co-host, Sherry Clip, which is, I don't get a big intro, you know? I'm just that sidekick show host person, you know? That's it.
Hey, I cut my intro in half this week. Usually it's like 9 more paragraphs in there somewhere.
Sometimes. Well, we'll see. So, how you been?
So, what is new with you? I think it's been, what, it's almost 2 weeks since we did a show?
Almost, yeah. You know, things happen.
Which is my fault, guys, my bad. I've been having to work a lot lately, and we meant to do a show last night, and some shit happened at work, and I ended up having to stay a little bit over, and I wasn't for sure if I would make it in time. So, hey, we're here tonight, guys. So,
yeah.
Yay.
I'm so excited.
And then last week, Sherry was having some issues with her car, which, by the way, man, I think the laws up there are stupid. The most confusing laws, you can't drive your, like, are you not allowed to drive the car if it has a messed up windshield wiper? Or just want past a suspension?
Inspection, yeah.
But, like, if it doesn't pass, you can't drive it, like, you have to just leave it parked? Okay. Or how's that work?
Well, this is the thing. You buy a car, you get 7 days to inspect it. If it doesn't get a passable inspection, you cannot drive it after 7 days. So, yeah, and then it comes down to all the little things that have to be done in order to pass inspection. Like, the car runs perfect. It was running great. I did get a secondhand car again. I have a couple cars, but I plan on buying it to trade it in, right? So in order to trade it in, it has to pass an inspection as well. So I had a few rough spots on there, and I'm not a person who knows how to take care of rust, but thanks to YouTube, I want to say thank you to all these people who post tutorials on YouTube and showed me how to get rid of the rust on the side of my car.
So you can't even have rust on your car out there?
You can't have any rust on the outside of your car. You have to eliminate it.
What about people that have, like, an older car and shit? Like, I drive a 95 Honda. I mean, I don't see no rust showing on it, but I'm sure there might be some rust on that fucker somewhere.
Well, probably underneath, but on the sides of the car, it can't be visible. And if there's holes, like, from the rust, even if it's the size of, like, a quarter or a dime, has to be filled in and has to be painted.
Why?
So,
like, why is it – I'm not understanding the whole
–
I'm not getting that. Like, why do they care so much about how the people – or what the people are driving down there?
I guess there's been, you know, in an accident, rust can go flying or people can – walk by your car at a store, and if they get cut on it, you know, rust could be deadly.
That can happen anywhere, though. Like, somebody can be walking by and a shopping cart have rust on it and cut somebody, or somebody can just be walking by and fall and a screwdriver or a nail is laying on the ground and get somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know. They just got they got crazy, dumb laws in certain places, and I don't know. Certain things I just don't get, like, because out in Arizona and California, I know in California they have the small, just whatever it's called, checks and all that shit that they have to pass, which I understand that, but I this is crazy that, like, your car can have rust on it, your car has a hole in it. What happens if your car has, like, a scratch on it? You get in trouble for that, too?
No, it's only if there's rust and, like, holes. Like, in the past, you used to be able to people used to use duct tape and just cover rust or cover holes. But now you cannot in Massachusetts. You got to have it completely sanded off and painted or the hole filled in. There's putty.
All I got
to
say is whoever is in charge of making the rules in Massachusetts, you're not, you're kind of a jackass, man, because you're causing innocent people a lot of issues about cars just because it might be rust or their paint job might not be the right color. Oh, my God, it's the Homeowners Association, isn't it? Are they taking over Massachusetts? Because that's how they act, too. Like, all your houses have to be painted yellow. Like, bright yellow. Can't be off yellow with a blue
right.
doorknob. But if it's any other color, you cannot have it. And your bushes have to all be even and this and that. Man, if I pay so much money for a house and somebody's trying to tell me I can't paint it or it has to be painted a certain color, then go fuck off, man. Homeowners Association, my ass.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy laws out there. And definitely for vehicles, we pay $35 to get the inspection. If you fail it, you've lost your $35. You know, you really take a big chance. There is a list, actually, online. You can find out what inspection, what you have to have covered in order to pass your inspection. But, there, a lot of it is safety concern. So, emissions.
Like, I understand having to have seat belts and shit in the car, but, I'm not understanding, I don't know. Like the rust and stuff like that. I don't get that.
Yeah. It's part of safety.
I can understand, if it's a, what is it, embarrassing to the governor there or something? Because if that's the case, that's stupid because it should be embarrassing to the person driving the car if that's the issue. I mean, I'm not understanding, what's their logic on them being able to do that is what I'm getting at.
Right.
Did somebody just wake up one day and be like, I don't like rust in cars. Anybody who has rust on their cars cannot pass inspection now.
Yeah. Not in Massachusetts. There's different
That's
laws
crazy.
In different states, different regulations.
Well, there you guys go. Come to Tennessee. They don't give a fuck. Go to Arizona. They don't give a fuck. Go to California. You got to pass your smog inspection or whatever. But, hey, they don't really give a fuck either.
Yeah, yeah. I do have to say, though, a lot of cars up here, they're all looking good.
Right? Well, they got to. They get a flat tire, they have to throw it away and buy a new one. The tire's
cool.
Flat. The governor says you got to get rid of the whole car. It's totaled.
No, but
we can change it. No, it's totaled.
With Massachusetts being a commonwealth, we also have other taxes. Like we have, a yearly tax. I don't know if you guys have that where you are. You buy your car, you pay a tax, and then after a few months of owning your car, you have to pay another tax to the state. And then in a year from then, you pay a tax. So every year.
Yeah, they get that out in California.
Yeah.
I have heard of that before.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot about owning a car, and a lot of people don't own cars for the same reason, is trying to get them.
I can see why. For real, I would say get a horse and buggy, but they'll probably tell you that the horse's hair is too long on its tail or something and won't let you ride it.
When I got to the place to try to get my inspection, the first thing he said is, you're going to need new wipers because they were working, but because they left a streak on the windshield, that's safety. So I had to go get wipers that didn't leave any streaks on the windshield.
Okay. Let me ask this question.
Sure.
Are there ever any car wrecks up there? Because if they're so concerned about safety, there shouldn't be a car wreck one in the town.
Yeah, there's accidents, but I can't give you the statistics on why the accidents were caused.
Next, they're going to tell you guys that you got to buckle up and wear your helmets while you're driving your cars.
They actually do check, even if you are the only driver of your vehicle, all your safety harnesses, your seatbelts, they'll all be checked to make sure they're in working order. So.
Which is crazy because I rode a school bus for, 12 years? And they didn't damn sure make sure I wasn't buckled into anything at that point. I remember the generation where you can just ride in, like, ride in the back seat and need a seatbelt. I rode in the back of my fucking dad's car window when I was a kid at one point. We went on a road trip. Like, I made me a pallet up in the window, man. Like, you can't do shit like that anymore. Like, nowadays, you take the fun out of everything. There's all these rules for everything. You can't say anything about it, otherwise you might make somebody cry. And then, God forbid, you make somebody cry nowadays, because you're a bad person if you make one person cry.
Yeah.
Fucking world's gone to... World's turning into a bunch of pussies.
Yep.
Sorry, this show just got rated R, guys. This show is now rated R because I said pussies twice.
Yeah, it's crazy. So
we are now sponsored by Vagina.
So yeah, it's crazy, but I finally was able to get it infected in a past, so I was like, yay. So I have another vehicle. So the car I bought that was supposed to be in perfect condition, traction, actually the motor died like 8 weeks after I bought it. So that was horrible. Yeah, I paid over $20,000 for it. It shouldn't have died. So apparently I'm collecting cars to like sell and find myself.
I'm collecting cars.
Yeah.
Currently I'm collecting cars, running or not.
I have four now, so I got to do something. I got to get rid of them. So,
I understand that. I had two there for a minute. I just got rid of my old one. Myself.
Wow.
So. The one that, if anybody heard the story about what happened Christmas Day.
What happened? But, you never told me.
Well, when my car just died and like, okay. It's kind of funny because it's one big coincidence. But, all right, the day, like, Christmas Eve, my car was running and everything because I drove it and everything like that. I wake up Christmas Day, and I was going to run up to the gas station for something. I forgot what. And the car wouldn't start. Like, it was just, like, everything was, nothing would work on it. Like, it wouldn't even turn, like, nothing, you know? And I'm like, what the fuck? And then, like, my cell phone goes out. TVs go out, computers go out, and everything goes out because a bomb went off. Somebody set a bomb off in Nashville that day, and it took out some towers or something that wiped out everything, right? Well, it's all big. Like, I know my car is not connected to that shit, but it was just one big coincidence, and my car went out with everything else and didn't come back.
Oh, boy.
So I said, screw it, went out and bought a new car. It's not new. It's a 95 Honda, but it's a badass little car. I think all gas. And, I paid for mine all in cash, so, bam. Got the title. Own that fucker now.
There you go. No payment? All right.
Nope. Saw that fucker. I'm like, I tell the dude, like, yo, I could pay for all that right now in cash. And he's like, what? And I was like, yep. No questions asked. Hand me the title.
Well, that's really good that you're able to get yourself another car right away, because I can't even imagine being without one car. I mean, nowadays you need a vehicle to get everywhere.
Right. Well, I mean, and where I used to live at in Yuma, when I was younger, you know, like 18, 19 or something, and I didn't have a car, it wasn't that bad because they had, you know, city buses and shit, you know, you can take. I don't think they have any of that shit. I don't think there's taxis in this town. So if anybody wants to start a Uber business around here, you could probably make some bank in this town. Because I don't think there's Ubers. I don't think there's taxis. I don't think there's any city buses. None of that shit.
Wow. Interesting. Like, you're in a small town, so...
Oh, yeah, this is a small, I consider it like a little truck stop town. It's a little town in between two big towns that pretty much you just get gas and food at.
We're talking
like,
We were talking earlier about the gas.
Right, gas out here is right under $3 right now. I think it's $2.98 or something like that.
Wow. Now, in California, they're probably laughing at us. They're, like, up at, like, $4.
Oh, yeah, they're way up there. But also, it's, like, $7 for a gallon of milk out there, so, yeah, fuck them.
Yeah. I think right now, one of the cheapest states for gas I was noticing is Alabama, actually. And it's still pretty high. It's at $2.78.
That's crazy.
Oh, wait,
I'm
sorry.
Alabama's the cheapest one.
So.
But,
yeah,
here, I guess, gas went up last week because of there was a gas shortage scare. And I say that because it was a bunch of dumbasses thinking there's going to be a gas shortage.
Right. I've seen some things online about that. People were putting gas in, like, plastic bags trying to hoard it.
Yeah.
And, like
one dude pulled up. It showed one dude out here. He pulls up at the gas pump, and he had a boat connected, like a boat on a trailer and everything connected to his truck. And he literally pulled out, I think they said, 15, like, gas jugs or whatever, and started filling them up.
Oh, my God.
All because, supposedly, what happened was some, I don't even know if it was a terrorist group, some retard, some people that just like to hack shit, some people that thought they were doing something. I don't know what happened. But some gas lines got hacked or some shit, which I don't know how that works. Like, I don't know how you hack a gas line. Somehow some gas lines got hacked, and I guess it sent everybody into panic because they thought it was just, like, gas is going to just stop coming or something. I don't know. Like, there's going to be a big gas shortage. You know, Mad Max is about to happen and apocalypse and all this nonsense. But it turns out none of that happened. All that happened was the gas prices went up because everybody started panicking, and there was no gas shortage.
Right.
Because
and
all they had to do to fix it from being – all they had to do was fix it, you know, like hit a button and be like, oh, our gas is going back to where it should go now. Because when it got hacked, all that happened was, like, everybody thought when it got hacked, it, like, all the gas got stolen, which I don't know how that people thought that because that makes no sense. But what happened was when it got hacked, it just shut down production for a few, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, when
that's all that happened. Like, it just shut down production. And it made it where, you know, like, maybe for, like, a day or something, gas wasn't getting pumped out to wherever the fuck it was supposed to go. But
right.
As soon as it was all fixed, everything was back to normal.
Right. Well, one of the things, too, and the reason why people are hoarding gas is because you've seen the gas prices. They're jumping up 30, you know, cents, it seems like, every week. And they don't want to be paying for gas once it gets to, like, $4 and over. So people are buying gas while at its low right now because they're afraid it's going to go so far, so high up, you know, so it's going to get real expensive as well. So
I think some people are weird when it comes to their thinking on things like that. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, my God, there's a coronavirus going on. Let's go take all the toilet paper.
Right.
I mean, this, like, I don't get people's thinkings on this. Like, oh, my God, there's a McNugget shortage. Let's go buy all the hamburgers. I mean, it's just people think the dumbest shit sometimes.
Well, do you think that the businesses are actually creating these types of rumors to get people to work?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. You got to make a demand for things. So, of course. That's like me. Say I was selling candy bars. You know, like, you sell them cheap for a little bit, then you're like, oh, all my candy bars are gone, making a demand for them, and then bam, you bring them back, and you sell them double that time.
Right, right.
I mean, you have to make a demand for the things, and I'm sure there's a lot of businesses that do that. Like, in the town I live in, there's literally 7 or 8 gas stations. Like, literally all within, like, a minute of each other. And literally one gas station would be $2.98, one would be $2.97, one gas station would be like $2.88, one, you know, shit like that. So it's like, you know, they're all trying to underbid each other on things and then just be off by a penny.
Right.
I don't know. The world's getting crazy. And that's all I can say. The world's just crazy.
Right. Now, you know, it makes you think, you know, right now they're saying there's a change shortage. And
oh, my God. You guys are having a change shortage? We had one of those like a year ago.
And it makes me think if they're actually just saying that they use more of like credit cards and Bitcoin and use Apple Pay, you know what I mean? You start using like a different
right.
type of currency.
That, and it's a way of also, say you buy something and it costs $4.98. If there's a change shortage, they know they can't give you your change back. Say you pay with a five, they're making 2 cents. And they do that to 100 people, you know, they make so much. Or, you know, say something costs eight something and you're paying with a 10, and they make a couple bucks that time. See, that's what they were doing out here during the change shortage. There was no rounding down. It was like, say something cost $8.01. If you didn't have that exact change and you gave them $9, you were out 99 cents. You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Right. Right. Yeah. But, you know, these are things I have never heard of before in my life. I'm a little bit older than you, but, you know, so much has happened this last year to really just make everyone wake up and be like, what is going on? You know,
we've had
so much happen.
Like, do you remember back right after 9/11 happened? How everybody, it didn't matter what color you were, it didn't matter what race you were, it didn't matter what anything you were, if you were American, everybody came together as an American. Everybody was, you know, like on the same page during all that. And then it just seemed like all that casually just dropped down over the years. And now we're just going full circle in stupidity, because now it's like you got people trying to change stuff for the better, which – like, I do agree with that. Like, some things need to be changed for the better. But then you got people trying to change certain things that, to me, this doesn't make sense and shit. So it's just, I don't know. I just keep saying I don't know about the world anymore. Fuck it. Let it burn.
Remember, like,
let the motherfucker roast.
Everyone used to say, you know, hate is a bad word. And I think because there's more hate going on towards people and each other, that it's just exploding. Like, people don't know what to do.
Right, but
like,
some of the people aren't understanding is, like, the people that are against the hate and doing all these protests and yelling at the other people and calling them names and doing all this shit, they're still hating. Like, they can be like, I'm against hate. Everybody should get along. And then when you're doing the protest, you disagree with me, so I'm going to yell at you and call you names. It's because you disagree with me. How is that any different from the original situation? See, that's what I'm not understanding. It's like now all these young kids just think the best way of getting their way on anything is we'll just protest. We'll take a knee on this one. Well, they're out of tea at McDonald's. Oh, take a knee, guys. Take a knee. Nobody's eating at McDonald's anymore. They're out of tea this week. I mean, it's just shit like that, and it's just the world's gone stupid.
Right.
I think we say that at least once an episode on here now. The world is going to
Well, how are people finding – okay, let's talk about this one. How are people finding love when you're not getting it – you're not being taught it from parents much anymore? I mean, both parents have got to work. Kids are home alone so much. You know, they come home from school. They have all these adult responsibilities as a kid. And there's no one there to discipline them. There's no one there to show them love. So there is a lot of hate.
Yeah, but I mean, that's always, in a way, though, that's always been a thing that's gone on. Because you got to think, even like single household parents, like say a single mother has to work all day and half the night, you know, there's chance that kids are going to be there by themselves for a little bit at least. So, I mean, I get what you're saying, too, but that's always
like,
something that's been kind of gone on.
Right, that's what I mean, though. Like, no one's there to teach that or be there to show it. You know,
yeah.
think it's so
but
expensive.
Yeah, but I don't think that would affect how they, like, I can understand that would affect, like, the relationships, you know, stuff like that, and trust with people and, you know, stuff like that. But I don't think that would really affect how they, because the way they are now, they're being taught this in, like, schools and shit. It's like they're being taught at a young age now to, like, if you don't get your way, cry about it till you get your way. And even if you get your way, cry about it. So it's like, what are they, you know, like, what are you supposed to do? Just cry about it, I guess, you know? So it's just, to me, it's just a bunch of bullshit going on.
Right.
So anyways, how have you been besides all that?
Good. Today was, like, a crazy day. I said, that's it. You know, I'm sick of being home, all this quarantining going on. And I'm like, it's a beautiful day here in Berkshire County, which is Western Massachusetts, right on the New York border. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's such a beautiful day today. I just had to get out there, Dakota. You know, I was tired of being home. I'm like, I am going out. And if you look on my Facebook, I put up a ton of videos today of just showing people the beautiful world that we live in and this area, because there's just, you know, you don't have to spend money to, well, okay, a little bit in gas, but you got to spend a little money in gas to get out there, but you're not buying items or, you know, anything, but just go out and, you know, enjoy what life has to offer on this planet and how beautiful it can actually be. And I went to a local apple orchard. It's a cider winery, too. And I just think that people need to get out and experience things, experience sounds, the smells of spring. You know, trees are blossoming. Take a walk in the orchard. You know, so it was really a really nice day. I got a lot of fresh air, and it was just it was amazing. So I don't know if you got to check out any of my videos yet. I know you've been working all day.
I saw some of them. I didn't get to, like, watch them all, but I saw a couple of them. I saw one.
Yeah.
It looked like you were at a park, maybe, or something like that.
I was at an orchard. Yeah.
Okay, that might have been the...
Yeah, I went to an apple orchard, and right now, of course, there's no apples. Okay, so, but...
So you just went to an orchard.
Yeah. Well, you know what's amazing? About a week ago, I went to my friend, and she has this beautiful apple tree in her yard, and it was full of these beautiful little white blossoms, pink and white, and the whole tree was completely covered, and I'm like, wow, I wonder what an orchard would look like, right? So I went up to the orchard, and it was just as beautiful as I thought. All the trees are blossomed right now. And when the wind blew, the leaves, the petals of these flowers would fly off, and it just looked like it was kind of snowing. It was kind of a neat effect. But all the apple trees were loaded with blossoms, and I just couldn't believe how beautiful.
Wow.
I had my granddaughter with me, and she just was like, ah, you know, she's 4 years old, and she's like, oh, my God, like, this is so beautiful. And a lot of bees out, which was kind of nice to see, you know, because everyone's talking about how the bees aren't around. Well, in this orchard, it was loaded with bees, but they were too busy. They were busy, so they didn't bother.
They were too busy buzzing.
Too busy buzzing, yeah. But there is going to be a lot of apples in this orchard. And it's, you know, it's hope, you know.
Right?
Yeah.
And there you go, guys. Out of all the craziness that's going on, go check out an orchard. Go smell some flowers. Go pet a bumblebee. Not the stinger part, because it might hurt. But, you know, go out and have some fun, guys. I mean, we all need it from this past couple of years. We all need a vacation from the staycations that we've all been stuck on.
Right.
Everybody, wear your mask when you do it, and don't lick or touch other people, but, you know, go have some fun. But with all that being said, we got a couple minutes left of the show. Time flies, man. Time flies. And I know we usually do an hour show, guys, but the way my work's been this week and everything, we're going to just do a little shorter one. But, yeah, yeah, I lost track of what I was saying. Okay, the show, this and that, bumblebees, don't lick doorknobs,
Wait, Dakota, I quickly gotta tell everyone before you let us go, it is National Burger Day. It was your day.
Oh, yeah, hold on, we gotta rewind real quick. Rewind. Oh, my God, dude, did you know? The day is National Burger Day. Don't ask me how I know it's Burger Day, because, you know, I'm fat and I know everything about burgers, but it is National Burger Day. I wonder what other national days it is. That was
really
a good lead-in, right?
It's Hug Your Sweetheart Day.
Ooh.
And you can hug
so
your
what
sweetheart.
If I give my sweetheart a burger? If I give my sweetheart a burger, does that count for two? Is that a twofer?
Well, you could share a burger with your sweetheart. Think of that.
Whoa, me share? Well, I don't share food.
not even with your sweetheart? Come on.
Whoa. If I bite off my burger, I'm eating the rest of it.
Well, you know, you could buy her the Cuban sandwich, because today is the Cuban sandwich day, too.
Why does that sound like a naughty sex act, the Cuban sandwich? I guess this is the way it's said.
I have no idea. So you know what? I just realized.
So it's salami on there.
Yeah, salami.
A little bit of cheese on the Cuban.
I can't. I can't. You got to end the show now. That's it.
He's got to end the show.
That's it. Get rid of the show. All right, you guys. I hope you have a wonderful night. Enjoy your burger. And I hope you enjoyed the show and learned some stuff tonight. So.
Yes. Like what a Cuban sandwich is. And
okay, Dakota,
always add
good
cheese
night.
To it.
Good night, Dakota. Good night.
Thank you guys for listening tonight. Everybody have a great night. We'll for sure do another show in the next few days. And be on the lookout for my new show. And, yeah, everybody stay blessed and try to stay out of trouble and whatnot. Love,
Dakota?
Peace, and other things. Yes, if it involves a Cuban sandwich, no, I won't do
get
it.
Get some rest. Get some rest. You've been working way too much.
Me rest? No. Never. I'll rest when I'm dead. Anyways, guys, everybody have a great night, and thank you guys for listening. Been awesome as always.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
good night,
man.
Everyone. Thanks for listening.